You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore.
I'd like to help you, gentle, yes, I really, really would, but the din in my head, it's too much and it's no good. I'm standing in a window, tunnel, shouting through the roar, and I'd like to give the information, asking for more, but blood makes noise. It's ringing in my ear, blood makes noise, and I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to another exciting edition of the Common Sense Show. Coming to you live on AM 1600 WMQM out of Memphis, the 50,000 watt blowtorch station. Also, we're heard on Global Star Radio Network, as well as TalkNetwork.com. And thank you for all of you who are joining us. Well, you picked the right day to tune in. And by the right day to tune in, what I'm talking about here is, one, I got a terrific guest, and she's going to be having a very, very active role in the Common Sense Show in the upcoming days, weeks, and months, hopefully years. And we're also working on getting Ammon Bundy on the air. Now, last night, if you were listening on our Sunday night show, we were scheduled to have Ammon on in the last segment of the show, the last half hour, and our server, satellite server, was taken down unceremoniously. Now, here's what's interesting. Because of the volume of our show, our satellite provider is forced to carry me on two satellites, and they're in different states, is my understanding, and they went down at the same time. Our phones went down. I believe we have six phone lines. Our listen by phone option went down at the same time. And what's interesting is we were under a DDoS attack a half hour before Ammon was supposed to come on the show. And I was informed of that by Central Command at Global Star Radio Network. And I put an announcement out. I said, you know, we've never had a problem with the archives. We've been taken down before. So if this happens, we'll have all these interviews, including Sheila. We had a great interview with David Morgan. And I said, of course, we'll have Ammon Bundy up. Well, lo and behold, they grabbed our archives, too. And to make matters worse, as if this isn't even believable, Sheila and I were commiserating, Sheila Zielinski and I were commiserating on the phone after the show, saying, what a shame this happened to us. What a great interview we would have missed in Ammon. And guess what? Someone grabbed a hold of my cell phone and started actively sending Sheila text messages from my phone why we were actually speaking to each other live. Yes. So, you can see that the feds do not want Dave Hodges and Sheila Zielinski to be speaking. The feds do not want Dave Hodges and Ammon Bundy to be speaking. In fact, after the show, I'd invite you to go up to my website at thecommonsenseshow.com and read about the events of last night. I've just scratched the surface. Anyway, we are really glad you could join us. I'm sorry for the long-winded interview, but we felt we owed our listening audience who carried over from last night a detailed explanation of what happened. And sorry, we do not have that archive. Anyway, in the meantime, I see we're having trouble getting Ammon Bundy. We are going to continue to try. So let me bring in my good friend, Sheila Zielinski. And Sheila has written a book on climate change, should I say the climate change fraud. And until we get Ammon, we'll go ahead and continue along these lines. Sheila, thanks for joining me.
Wow, incredible situation last night, Dave. And of course, and by the way, Dave, I love that show intro. You're mad as hell and not going to take it. I like that. My kind of guy. You and I go way back, just for your listeners. So yes. I gave you years ago the nickname of the instigator of the airwaves, and Dave, you've lived up to that. So kudos. We have some exciting plans, you and I, in the future. So that's very exciting. Yes, what happened last night was incredible, particularly because we were talking on our landlines and our texts were going back and forth from our phones. So that's a, it's almost like we were getting a sign to, I mean, you can't make this stuff up, Dave. And I think sometimes people think we're whack jobs. But when we broke that story last year about the Chinese solar energy zones, you and I are certainly no stranger to the BLM hucksters, Harry Reid and his hooligan shenanigans, the unscrupulous charlatans that are always interfering, you know, the FBI, the CIA, the BLM, the pick your alphabet soup, the FDA, the EPA. I mean, it just goes on and on, doesn't it? But yeah, I wrote a book, Green Gospel. It really uncovers this very diabolical, insidious green agenda like no one else. In fact, Steve Quayle wrote the foreword. Tom Horn, the renowned Tom Horn, wrote an endorsement on it. And Dr. Timothy Ball, the renowned climatologist, says this, Dave, Sheila Zielinski's book effectively demolishes what you think you know about the green agenda. So there you have it, Dave.
Yeah, it's a good read. It's timely. It's topical because it's a topic that is going to turn this world, and in particular this country, on its ears. Okay, I've got a note from Command Central, and we're fine because Sheila and I have lots of important stuff to talk about. Just to update you, though, our health reporter for the Common Sense Show on Sunday nights, Katie Whalen, is working on making contact as well as Todd, our board op. And so we are confident that this is going to happen. Now, you know, I should mention this too, Sheila, before we go back to your book. Last night, not only did our communications go down, but so did Ammon Bundy's group. Their communications went down. Their internet, their phone, their cell phone, everything was gone at the same time. The feds did not want us speaking. Now, my wife asked an interesting question, and she said, well, gee, I've seen Ammon Bundy interviewed. And I said, yeah, by Fox and CNN, where they control the narrative. Yeah. I don't want Dave Hodges or Sheila Zielinski interviewing Ammon Bundy, because we might ask questions where Ammon can really tell us what's going on.
Well, Dave, let's talk about, speaking of Clown News Network, well, I guess you call them Commie News Network. I think either one, fill in the blank. But one of the interesting things about these idiots is, did you see Anderson Cooper interview Obama? And did you see his response, Dave?
Yes, I did. Well, in case people didn't see it, why don't you go ahead and describe it, Sheila?
It's horrifying, to say the least. Well, in a bit, we'll play that clip on air. But let me tell you this, folks. Go back, Google, type in a search engine, Anderson Cooper interviews Obama, guns, and throw in the word conspiracy. I'm sure it'll come up on YouTube. Frightening to say, because basically what he said is, in a nutshell, and of course, I don't want to speak for good old Anderson Cooper, the bobblehead talking minion, but he did say to Obama, what is your, you know, is it true that there's a conspiracy for you to take over gun grab and impose martial law? And Obama just absolutely made, you know, I mean, the guy was bumbling, stumbling, the jihadist in the slaughterhouse, as our good pal Steve Quayle says, the entity in the White House. He, you know what he said? He said, when was I supposed to do this? I'm only here for another few months. I mean, he just absolutely was so condescending. He was so, well, you know how pompous and smug he is, but it was just absolutely disgusting display to me. If I was on there, he wouldn't have got out of it that easy, let me tell you that. But again, we just have, you know, executive order abuse. Even again today, there's more executive orders flying our way. The gun grabbing never stops. Diane not so Feinstein, as I call her, did you see some of the stuff she's doing last week? I mean, it's mind-numbing, Dave. And I coined a really interesting, and you and I did a pre-record over the weekend. It was supposed to air today. Of course, now I can't even get into my computer system thanks to you guys last night. But I coined a phrase. I said the Caligula-level insanity meets circus ridiculous, and that's where we're at.
Well, that's exactly where we're at, and there's no question that that is the order of the day. By the way, ancillary to that interview with Obama and Anderson Cooper, I got some much-needed publicity from CNN, and I want to thank them publicly. I sent Anderson Cooper an email and thanked him. They were talking about websites that dare talk about conspiracies like there's no such thing. Of course, two bad people would never get together to plan to do something bad. So they put my website up on CNN during the Anderson Cooper show next to Alex Jones's. And I'm thinking, well, first of all, I'm a good company. Nice to be aside Alex Jones. Thank you very much. And thank you for giving me a lot of play. Because now I'm sure, And this happened when NPR did the same thing to me last summer over Jane Helm. A lot of people who had never heard of Dave Hodges and the Common Sense Show come to the website, and all of a sudden they look at this stuff and they go, you know what? I have these problems with my government too. I have these problems with these leaders and these bankers and these corporations, and I can kind of identify with this stuff. And after NPR did that to me, my readership on the website jumped tremendously, as did my listenership on the radio show. So we're hoping for a corresponding bump. Thank you very much, Anderson Cooper.
Thank you, Clown News Network. We appreciate that. Well, you know, back to the BLM and what's going on, the EPA, the BLM, the FDA, I mean, and pick your alphabet soup minions here. This is the problem. And so Dave and I, just so everybody knows this, Dave and I have broken a lot of stories in the past that people wouldn't touch with a 10-foot pole, you know, and we get that. But here's the thing people have to understand. There's no one that has our thumb in the pulse of what's going on more than Dave and I when it comes to the BLM shakedown, breakdown, takedown, hooligan dance. We do get what's going on. We have covered the BLM, notorious people in the BLM. And so when you have sniper rifles pointing on cowboys, that's a little bit different. You know, people have compared the Bundy showdown to this latest hotbed of contention brewing, of course, in Oregon. But here's the thing. I don't think this is the hill to die on, Dave. And so we have to pick and choose our battles. We have to do things smart. You know, and again, when you throw in the mix agitators and provocateurs, again, it's maybe not the hill to die on. Although, Dave, you and I are very empathetic with Ammon Bundy, and of course we love his father. Cliven's been on our show lots, and we get the overreach. We get the long train of abuses. But is this the hill to die on, Dave?
You know, I hope it isn't, because people like the Bundys and people like these great patriots that are up there in Oregon, I don't want to see anything happen to them. And I want to see them live to fight another day, because thank God they've called so much attention to this. The world is now watching. Of course, I'm still waiting. If Donald Trump is a real candidate, his presidency is authentic, he needs to show up there. But thank God for the Bundys. They're a national treasure. And no, I don't want to see anything happen to them. But you know what? With the 3%ers showing up, Sheila, this increases the odds the feds aren't going to do anything violent. Because, you know, they kill one group of people. Okay, they kill two groups of people. They're making martyrs out of everybody, and that's not what they want. They don't want 150 men to become 15,000.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and I think that's really where my book ties into all this too, Dave, is because my book, although, again, people hear climate change, don't forget it used to be global warming, then it was climate disruption, then it was climate change, and now, as Al Gore calls it, it's a climate catastrophe, Dave. So my book basically gets into how the lie that human-induced, or there's a fancy word, anthropogenic global warming and the green agenda, but my book breaks down how they're deliberately hatched decades ago. Actually, Hitler, I tie this in, was the first real environmentalist, and I, of course, talk about that in my book. So it's a political agenda. It has nothing to do with science, nothing to do with the environment. The issue's not the issue. The green agenda is not about saving the planet or running around buying a smart car and all these eco-friendly, pagan-neutral death club cult members. It's actually about imperial doctrine to justify wiping out nation states, reducing world population. You and I have talked about slick Billy Gates and his good old buddy Ted Turner. Hey, there you go. Bill and Ted's Excellent Depopulation Adventure. That's a new movie. So, you know, the British Empire, the privately controlled cabal behind the green agenda, and those pushing the global warming fraud, Dave, they've ostensibly targeted human CO2 emission because carbon dioxide is the God-given natural and necessary byproduct of the industrial activity that sustains human life. We can't breathe without it. It's plant food. You know, Pope Francis obviously doesn't realize in his big climate encyclical that he released back in April of last year, he says, hey, listen up, 1.2 billion Catholics, you better bow down to Mother Gaia and like it. That's effectively what he's done here. So anyway, I tie all this in together. I connect the green dots, this green tsunami of global governance. I tie it all in. And what they really want is a one world climate authority, because after all, we got to get on top of these, you know, these CO2 emitting plebs that are running around using up the resources. So that's kind of the Cold Notes version, Dave.
Cold Notes version, very well put. Well, we're going into break in 30 seconds, Sheila, so I just wanted to tell the listening audience, you're going to be hearing a lot from Sheila Zielinski. We're going to be co-hosting a great amount of time. She's going to be filling in for me singly from time to time. And as Sheila said, we go way, 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 way back. And I think you can hear our on-air chemistry is good. Anyway, we're going to step aside for a break. And we come back, hopefully we'll have Ammon Bundy. If not, we're going to get deeper into climate change.
For this week's Ranger Gear Review, we are literally giving away folding credit card knives for one penny each. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and to take advantage of this offer, just go to freefoldingknife.com. That's freefoldingknife.com, and you'll get this folding credit card knife for just one penny. This isn't some gimmick. This is a real emergency use folding credit card knife with a steel blade, very, very sharp, 65 millimeters in length on the blade, but it folds down like origami to the shape and size of a credit card. This makes it incredibly easy to carry in a pocket or a purse or the glove box of your car and have it ready for emergency use. Normally these are sold for anywhere from $5 to $10, but right now at freefoldingknife.com, you can get one of these origami style folding credit card knives for just a penny. Limit one per order, please. So take advantage of it right now at freefoldingknife.com.
Well, folks, as you know, and you hear it on this show on a daily basis, we're facing some monumental changes, challenges in our society here in the United States of America. This is not the country I grew up in. It's the country once upon a time that I hope to restore so my family can live in the future in some semblance of civilized order. And we're quickly deteriorating into tyranny, fascism, anti-Christian values. Oh, God, anti-Christian values. We could go on forever about that. But you got to be prepared. You've got to get through the storm that's coming. There's going to be a storm, but rest assured, God will not abandon his people. We shall come out of this on the other side. And I want to help you come out of this because I'm referring you to Bob Griswold at ReadyMadeResources.com. Bob sells the best in survival supplies, and he's got low-cost stuff that can go a long way towards increasing your chances of survival. Just go up to his website, take a look at ReadyMadeResources.com. He's got everything from Berkey water filters to night vision goggles. If you need it for survival, he's got it. You can also call Bob and talk to him at 1-800-627-3809. That's Bob Griswold, ReadyMadeResources.com. We will get through this, my friends. But anyway, Sheila Zielinski is my guest, and we're still trying fast and feverishly, as well as we can, folks, to get a hold of Ammon Bundy. This has been a monumental struggle, and the feds are doing everything they can do to prevent Ammon and I from talking. They do not want him talking to Sheila, who, by the way, was taken off my show last night, too, in her last 5 minutes. And they do not want Dave Hodges talking to Ammon Bundy, because they don't want you to hear what Ammon Bundy really has to say. And as you know, if you've listened to the show any length of time, and if you've ever listened to Sheila, we do not censor our guests. I will come with a script of 50 questions, and that's all you can talk about. I let the guests take the interview where they want. And Sheila, let's go back to your book, The Green Agenda. It is one of the most acclaimed books on climate change there is out there. So let's get this out of the way in case we do get all the Ammon and we don't miss this opportunity. Tell people how they can get a copy of your book.
Well, they can go, again, I'd be careful when I say climate change, because what it's about is the underbelly, the real sinister roots of how this thing got cooked and where it's going in the future. So, you know, again, it's, of course, I talk about the IPCC, the UN's piece in it. And again, it is under the guise of climate change and global warming, but that's the whole point. It's really about what the bigger picture is. So, of course, Green Gospel is the title of the book, The New World Religion, and the website to order the book is greengospel.ca. There's also a ebook if people like that version. I like a physical hard copy book in my hand, so people can simply jump on Green Gospel. And actually, there's a little a very, well, when they go to the website, there's a very interesting little video that plays, and it kind of, it's quite visually aesthetic. So hopefully people can turn up their volume and hit greengospel.ca and have a peruse through there. There's Paul McGuire has wrote an endorsement, Red Hot Lies, New York Times bestselling author Christopher C. Horner endorses it. Tom Horn, again, acclaimed Dr. Tom Horn from Skywatch News, Skywatch TV. And then, of course, our good friend Steve Quayle has an amazing write-up on my book that you can check out as well. So it's very, very timely book considering what just happened at the, you know, the Copenhagen kind of springboarded into what we just saw, this big fiasco in Paris, the Beast of the Belly just a few weeks ago, and what happened in Paris. And the fact that, and this is the stunning part, is as a Christian, you know, Dave, we know that we're not fighting flesh and blood. We know that this stuff is sinister. It's very demonic. But what is frightening, and this is what I expose in my book, is surprisingly how many churches have become green. They're climate change churches. And there was a very sinister piece, and this is where Rick Warren, good old Chrislam himself, Rick Warren is a CFR member, with the help of Al Gore and some others, including Rick Warren, the National, and people can look this up, the National Religious Partnership, get that term, has sent out environmental literature to over 197,000 congregations in the West, to some, you know, 200 million plus congregants, Dave, calling for churches to make the protection of Earth a central message of their sermons, to go green, this giving out grants to go green. You know, even the evangelicals have jumped on board with this evangelical climate initiative. Now, step back and take a macro view. Just think of this. Evangelical climate initiative. It's campaigned by the United Nations. U.S. church leaders and organizations are promoting market-based mechanisms to mitigate global warming. And guess where it starts? In your church, folks. So they're calling for drastic reductions in carbon dioxide emissions. It was signed by 106 evangelical leaders, of course, getting back to Rick Warren, Council of Foreign Relations, huckster there. And he's actually the senior pastor of Saddleback Megachurch in Lake Forest, California. He's the president of 39 evangelical colleges. So you're starting to see a theme play out here. And the number of signatories is mind-numbing. And you got to remember that Alice Bailey was a self-proclaimed Satanist. I mean, whether you look at Manly P. Hall, a high-ranking Freemason, Albert Pike, Madame Helena Blavatsky, they all portray the same Luciferian fascination with these goddesses. And Mother Gaia is very sinister. Hey, look no further.
Talk about Gaia. Oh, we've got Ammon Bundy.
Okay, so look no further than your Starbucks cup. I'll end it with that.
Okay. Todd, do we have Ammon live? Hello, Ammon, are you with us?
Yes, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. Dave Hodges and my co-host for today, Sheila Zielinski, with you. And just let me say a couple preparatory things here. And we just got a short time to the break, but we'll certainly have a clear path there for the last half hour. Todd, we'll kill that break at 45, okay? So we'll complete everything at 30. So I want a 30-minute uninterrupted stream there if we can do that. Ammon, I want to tell you, I pray for your safety every day and those that are up there. And I know a lot of people across the country feel that way. You guys are a national treasure. The Bundy family stood up to tyranny on your own ranch. And I think you showed America, you know, the true nature of the tyranny we're under, that it's possible to stand up and defeat them. So having said that, I want to welcome you to the show. Know that you're talking to friends, and this isn't CNN or Fox. You get to say whatever you want to say, but just remember, it is a family show. So what do you want the listening audience to know about what's going on up there, what your objectives are, what you're trying to accomplish?
Well, as we, as you know, we first began to take a look at this, and we saw similar things that was happening to us as the Bundy family to happening to the Hammond family. And we were concerned that there was no one that was going to, you know, stand and really try to get justice here. So we began to communicate with the Hammonds. They're very friendly and open people. They had been abused tremendously. we began to see that and document those things, came with other people, and others saw it as well. And not to take away, there was many others before us that reported on these abuses, but we had the ability to kind of reach the right group and help them understand what was happening. Our objective at that time was simply to get the local representatives to do their job, to get them to stand and protect the Hammonds against this clear abuse of the Hammonds' rights. And we could see right off the bat that there was issues of double jeopardy, that there was takings from the federal government of the Hammonds' property without compensation, that there was violations of the First Amendment, and that they were being threatened for speaking to us, and also that there was cruel and unusual punishment going on, to, amongst many, many others. And so we felt that we had to make a stand to make sure these things didn't happen to other people, and also to relieve the Hammonds. And then we began to see that this was going on to many, many more people in Harney County. That one time Harney County was the wealthiest county in the state because of the logging industry, and also because of the ranching industry primarily. And now it is the poorest in the state because the federal government has locked up and controlled all the resources here. And we just really felt that it was our, so many people came out to help us and defend us, and we have been blessed tremendously because of that. We were freed and our lives were preserved. And so we felt it was our duty to come out here and to care enough about our neighbor to stand for them, and that's what we're doing.
Yeah, hang on one second. Todd, this is to our board op. Let's go ahead and we'll keep the 45-minute break. Let's blow through this one here at the bottom of the hour, okay? Because I don't want to go to break early because we don't know when the feds are going to mess with us again. Last night, Ammon, when your communications went down, so did both of my satellites, the phones, everything. So they did not want you appearing on this show. There's no question about that. Ammon, let me ask you this. Can you paint a visual scene of what's going on up there? How many people are with you approximately? And what's going on outside? Do you have contact with federal officials? What do you see?
Well, a lot of people are thinking we're hunkering down and, you know, peeking through slits in the windows holding our rifles, and that certainly is not happening. We are, there is people that are cycling in and out, so the number varies, but we are very strong and very organized. The core individuals are staying here. We are using the facilities here, which is has, I don't know, 9 or 10 different buildings, maybe even more. And we are using them and their facilities and their equipment and all of that, going around and helping ranchers in the area. We just got back. In fact, I was still on the road when you called. When we called, we just got back from opening up and removing some fencing that the Fish and Wildlife Service put in last year to restrict some ranchers from their grazing rights, and so that's what we've been doing, and we're just constantly communicating with the people of the area here, and we're working with them to give them the strength and the courage enough to stand and take back their rights. And so we're working. We're not bunkered down, and we're not afraid, and we will not let fear take over our decisions. We're here because we feel that the Lord wanted us here, and that we were to do a good thing, and so we will rely on faith, not fear.
Yeah, that's real obvious that you guys aren't fearful. Let me ask you a question with a phrase that we often hear. Do you think this is the hill to die on? or is it just the hill to make a statement and live to fight another day?
Well, I'll tell you this. We're not here to be protesters, and we never did come here to be protesters. We came here very simply. We didn't here to make to cause a war either. In fact, that's exactly opposite. We felt that if we did not stand now, when the people had good reason to stand, and if we did not make that stand, that eventually down the years, and you know how close we're getting, eventually, very soon, that it would come to war. We felt that we needed to make the stand now so that we can peacefully go through this process, get the people back on their feet without war or violence.
Are you finding, like we see in Northern California in that area, not only are they taking the minerals out, not only are they restricting usage of the land and exercising prosecutorial abuse against people like the Hammonds, are they also messing with your water up there?
Absolutely. That's one of the main complaints of the ranchers. They have not been able to drill wells for 5 years here. And even if, like, say, a well has an issue, has a problem, and they need to just use their same water, they're not able to do that. It's a real problem for the people here, a real problem.
Yeah, well, you know, one of the things that I see up in Northern California and Southern Oregon, there's 19 states that my last count, called the state of Jefferson. They want to secede from those two states over these very same things. So, Ammon, I think this is something that's going to spread like wildfire across the West. What do you say about that?
Well, all I can say is I hope so. But remember, this is about the individual. The individual owns rights. Government does not own those rights, as you know. And this is about individuals standing up and uniting together to defend their individual rights. Because what we have is a situation here where government has taken the position that they own it, that they are the rightful users of it, and that they are the ones that can benefit and sell it and transfer it and be the beneficiaries of it. And as you know, that is completely opposite to what our founding fathers, our system of government was established on. The rights belong to the individual. It's very simple. The land and the resources belong to the people.
Absolutely. Let me bring in my co-host, Sheila Zielinski. Sheila, I know you have a couple questions.
Ammon, of course, we go way back with your dad. We helped in the BLM showdown get that to the public. How do you respond to people like the Chuck Baldwins, the Stuart Rhodes, clearly notable liberty-loving constitutional men, but this idea that what you've done is lawless, you know, whether intimidation by the boots on the ground, they say, and clearly the community doesn't want these guys there. Who are the loudest shouters? Ammon wants to ask himself, well, who are these, you know, could there be provocateurs? Could there be government, you know, obviously people that are installed there? How do you respond to that word, what they're doing is lawless?
Well, I would have to say, and it's very clear to me, that first of all, I'll just say that there are a lot of people who say they stand for the Constitution but do not understand it, who say that they're all about defending and protecting the Constitution, but yet they simply do not understand it, that in many ways it's become just an idea. Because what we are doing here is very clearly, and we stand very firm on constitutional principles, and that is that the federal government does not have authority to come inside the states and to control and administer its land and resources. And we find that in Article 1, 8.17. We find their authority, which they have to territories, in Article 4, 3, 2. And so if you truly believe in the Constitution and you understand it, and that's what I'm basically asking people to do, is go to Article 1, 8.17 and understand that there are rules in which the federal government must follow in order to own or administer lands inside a state. And those rules are that they have to have consent from the state legislatures. They also have to purchase it from the rightful owner, and they can only use it for certain things, which are military purposes, national defense, and international trade, along with a few other needed buildings, which are like post offices and so forth. And so you can see that these vast lands that they control and they acquire and they force people out and they use the courts to take. All of those are actually very, very, it's very, very clear that they're unconstitutional, that they did not have authority to do it in the first place.
Well, certainly unconstitutional, but again, is this the way to go about it? That's what it's on burning on everyone's mind. Is this the way to go about it?
Well, I guess that's to be determined.
Okay, well,
I know it is what we felt was right. I know that it is certainly what we felt was right, but I can't make that decision for others. They have to see what we're doing. And I will say this, there has been a complete exhaustion of prudent methods, including through the courts, including through elected representatives, and we continue to keep saying that, oh, if we get this person in this position or these people in this position, or if we get the courts to do this, the courts to do that, and so on and so forth, if we get them to do that, things are going to get better, and they don't. They've got very clearly worse. And just as our founders taught, this is the right way to do it. This is the way in which our founders did it. This is the way in which the black community got their rights. It's the way in which the women received their rights. And it's the way in which rights are protected and defended. And so I encourage those to go back in history and determine how things are really done.
Now, I think your historical parallels are very, very accurate. My concern is, let me ask you this: what kind of federal presence are you seeing there? How well armed are they? How many are there? Are they menacing and threatening?
Well, so we're 30 miles out of town, and so we haven't seen any federal or any other state or or county law enforcement presence, period, out here. None. We do know that they are in Burns. We do know that they have locked down their downtown, that they fenced off the court building, and that they also fenced off the schools and closed the schools down. And we also know that they have a men that are stationed and equipment that are stationed at the school and at the airport. But these have become very clear to the people as fear tactics to keep them from accepting and unifying with what we're doing.
Well, they sound like police state tactics to me, Ammon.
Well, yeah, when you look at...
You guys aren't threatening the town. You're not threatening civilians.
No, we're...
exactly. Why do they have to take those measures? That's Gestapo stuff.
Well, they have to do it in order to, because what they're saying is that, oh, these people out there are so dangerous that we got to protect you, right? And but the thing is, and I'm not exaggerating, we have had hundreds, close to 300, if I was to give a number, of ranchers and people from the community that have freely come down into the facility here to the refuge, that we have had open communications with. I mean, it's been a really beautiful thing, and the community is talking and working amongst each other. Yes, there is a lot to talk about, and there's some tremendous things that they are discussing. But this has opened up a dialogue that basically, if they spoke about before, they would have to worry about retribution about being punished for it, and now they feel free to talk and to discuss.
So you're saying that when ranchers and farmers have spoken out before, the federal government has retaliated against them? If so, can you give me an example?
Well, the Hammonds are the best example, but yeah, this has happened, I mean, all over. Anytime they spoke out in any way, it would be a trigger in which they begin to attack them to the point which they would ultimately take their ranch, and they would use methods such as not issuing permits or even ending permits right in the middle of contracts or even to the point, like you said, even to the point of using the courts to prosecute them, and that That not only happened because they spoke out, that also happened simply because they wanted their lands. I mean, they may not have had any reason to do it as far as vindictively, but they might say, and this has happened to over a hundred ranchers just in the refuge alone. But the refuge said, we want your ranch, and they say, well, we don't want to sell it. And so they go through a process to diminish the ranches to where the value isn't worth anything, and then the ranchers pretty much buy it. And let me give you an example of that. I use this example because it's such a good one, but there were ranchers in the Sylvie floodplains, and they about 35 ranchers over there, and the refuge wanted to buy them out. They were some of the last ones, and they did not want to buy out, so the ranchers unified over there and put up a pretty good defense and protected themselves pretty good. So what did the refuge do? They took and built a canal and stopped irrigating all of the fields and areas of the refuge and put that water straight down the canal into the Malheur Lake. It filled up the lake and covered all the ranches and destroyed 32 ranches. And now underwater and ruined their homes, their trails, everything ruined now. And they shortly after that, begged the Fish and Wildlife Service to acquire their lands. And many of those lands were bought while they're underneath the water. And then the water went down, and now they have those ranches and basically have added it to their vast holdings here. So that just gives you a little bit of an example of the kind of stuff that's been going on. Absolutely.
Ammon, here, let me tell this to the listening audience. I know with Ammon Bundy is telling absolutely 100% the truth here. And anyone who's followed my show for any length of time know I got into the broadcasting business because this same thing happened in my community of 300 families. I was the spokesperson for our group, and I ended up doing a radio show. Ammon, this is how I got in the media. I used to be a college basketball coach and a professor. I didn't do this stuff until the government came after my property. They shut down our property rights, and we were pretty much new homes. You know, acre and a half, 3-acre homes, 300 families. And they said, you can't be there. What they wanted to do was put an international corridor and get our underground water. They wanted to come right through our land. They didn't want to pay us for it. They tried to force us off the land, just like what you're describing here. This is happening everywhere, folks. No one is safe.
Yeah, let me give you another example. Just in the adjacent county, Malheur County right now, they're facing a, all they gotta do is put a signature to it where they're going to be a monument placed over there, and it's twice the size of Yellowstone, twice the size of Yellowstone. And it's going to destroy anywhere from 350 to 400 ranchers. And they're just doing it arbitrarily, without constitutional authority, and that's why it's time that we stand. If we don't stand, the people will either be diminished to the point where they'll not have the strength to stand, or they will be wanting to fight in an open war. And
exactly.
We feel that
Ammon,
this is,
I'm have to hold
this
it right
is the better
here.
Way.
I'm sorry. We're going to continue this after the break, and then we're going to ask you how we can help you. We're coming into a 2-minute break. We won't be long. But we've got a few contractual obligations we got to take care of here. And we come back, we'll have 15 minutes right up until the end. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be back with Ammon Bundy in this riveting interview after a word from these sponsors.
For this week's Ranger Gear Review, we are literally giving away folding credit card knives for one penny each. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and to take advantage of this offer, just go to freefoldingknife.com. That's freefoldingknife.com, and you'll get this folding credit card knife for just one penny. This isn't some gimmick. This is a real emergency-use folding credit card knife with a steel blade, very, very sharp, 65 millimeters in length on the blade, but it folds down like origami to the shape and size of a credit card. This makes it incredibly easy to carry in a pocket or a purse or the glove box of your car and have it ready for emergency use. Normally, these are sold for anywhere from $5 to $10, but right now at freefoldingknife.com, you can get one of these origami-style folding credit card knives for just a penny. Limit one per order, please. So take advantage of it right now at freefoldingknife.com.
Well, as we know, dark days are ahead for the economy. In fact, interesting theory put out by David Morgan and myself last night on the show is we think that situations like what's going on here in Burns, Oregon, the federal government loves this distraction because it takes eyes off the economy and how bad things are. How long is the dollar going to be around? I don't know. They're propping it up, but it could be gone any moment, any day. So you need to get prepared, and you should be converting a lot of your cash into gold and silver. And Steve Quayle at Renaissance Precious Metals is the guy to go to. He will talk to you. He'll work with you. He'll advise you. And it's the most low-pressure sales I've ever been through. I'm a happy customer of Steve Quayle at Renaissance Precious Metals. Call him tomorrow at 406-586-4842. Again, Steve Quayle, Renaissance Precious Metals, 406-586-4842. Well, rejoining Ammon Bundy, who's so graciously taken the time out of what he's doing outside the Burns, Oregon area to tell us about what's happening. And I know, Sheila, I think you've got a very relevant question that ties into what Ammon's saying as we went into the break. So let me throw it over to you, Sheila.
Well, the Hammonds are originally charged with, of course, a burn that got out of control, convicted by a jury of their peers. Then you have this trial judge issuing that sentence. But then, rarely, Ammon, do you see a Ninth Circuit appeal on an appellant. I mean, 4 years tacked on. What's your thoughts on all that? And how do you respond to people saying, well, these guys don't want Ammon Bundy and his crew involved? Do let the listeners know your thoughts on all that.
Well, first of all, they can call it what they want. They called it resentencing. But it very, very clearly is double jeopardy. And if we, again, go to the Constitution for clarification, we see that that is illegal, it is unconstituted, and it is that government or anybody puts a person twice put in jeopardy. And that's exactly what has happened. The Hammonds, they even though it was wrong from the beginning, they endured through the court process, through a trial, and they were wrongly convicted because of many corruptions in the court. But they ended up accepting it. They did their time in a federal prison, and they came out and got back to their life and felt, okay, hey, look, we could put this behind us, as wrong as it was, we put this behind us. They went back to their families, back to their ranch, and then the prosecuting attorney, the U.S. Attorney's Office, decided that that wasn't enough, that they needed to go after them further, and so they appealed the judge's sentencing, the federal judge's sentencing, to the Ninth District Court of Appeals, and got them resentenced for a remainder of 5 years. And so Dwight will go to prison for 4 months, 4 years and 9 months, and Stephen will go to prison for 4 years. And if that's not double jeopardy, I just don't know what is. It clearly, it's the epitome of double jeopardy.
What's incredible, too, is Dwight is 73 years of age. I don't see how this serves the public interest in any way, shape, or form. And we should be outraged. Ammon, how can we help you? How can the public, the people that are listening here, how can we help and support your efforts?
Well, people have to, you know, well, one is we need people to come and to be here that are wanting to go to work. We need people to stand in defense, but we also need people that can help us with the records, because we're unwinding all these records to get them back into the people's hands. So anybody who has experience in county recording or recording at all, in maps, in surveying, we need your help. We need you to come and work and to lay out these this county so we can identify who's using what and transfer these rights, through title and deed out of the federal government's hands and into the people's hands. But, we need people to stand in defense so that, we can accomplish this and be protected while we do it. We need, and that doesn't mean you have to come for, you know, months. It means you might come for 2 or 3 days and cycle somebody out and give those people that are here a break. And, We also need funding to do this, and I hesitate because I've never asked for funding before, but we do need that. We do have resources and needs that we need to get because of the signage that we're changing. We're changing over the signage back to the county. And if you want to donate to the website is C4CF.com, and that stands for Citizens for Constitutional Freedom, so C4CF, and there's a way you can donate there. And then equally important, or maybe even just as important, I guess I should say, is continue to be educated and then to start the same things where you're at. Start it in your county. Get people to understand that the federal government does not have authority to be regulating their industries, to be regulating their lands, to be regulating their resources. And make that stand and stand strong on it and unite.
With a very robust audience that's tuned in, what's your final thoughts? What is you really want the people to know in all of this, Ammon?
It is very, very simple. The land and the resources belong to the people.
There you have it, folks. Dave?
I think that's well said. Ammon, let me sum up and let me see if I've got this right. You and your colleagues showed up not to take anything over, not to engage the federal government on a violent basis. You showed up to make sure that the rightful owners of land and minerals and other resources is honored by the rule of law. Am I getting this?
I don't think I could say it better. And the reason why it's so important is because we understand what is happening to the economy. We're understanding what's happening to wealth. And if we can make this stand and get the resources back in the people's hands, back to them producing and profiting from it, back at being free again so that we can truly get back on our feet, that's what's going to help us recover. That's what's going to be the key to recovering, not some change or act in Congress. It's the people actually getting out there, using the land and resources to benefit. That's going to change the economy. All wealth is generated from the land and the resources. And everything that we live in, our homes, our clothing, our food, all come from the land, and all wealth is generated from it. And so we need to realize that and protect it and make sure that government doesn't claim it as their own.
Ammon, I'm going to drop a bombshell here. I wrote an article a few years ago, and I recently referenced it again, and it has to do with a study done by a private think tank group where they said we have $128 trillion of untapped resources under the ground. Are you aware that the wealth is that vast?
I'm not aware of the numbers, but I have seen, you know, maps and so forth that show the resources, especially in the West. And they are tremendous. The Lord has blessed this country with everything we need to be happy and to thrive and to, you know, be a productive people.
Well, one of the things
I'm not aware of that.
You know what? I'm going to forward that to your website if you've got a communication venue there. Excuse me. I'm going to forward that to your website so you can reference this. But
please do.
One of the other things that I'm aware of is I've been covering this now, gosh, probably for 9 years, is the abuse on Native American lands towards their resources, where the BLM and the National Forest Service lets people come on to Native land and steal their resources without compensating them in violation of the treaty agreements made between the United States and the various Indian nations. I would think they would make really good allies with your colleagues.
You know what? It's interesting you say that, because I reached out to my contact today, actually, and he is reaching out to the tribes here because they have expressed their desire to get things straight as well. And so that communication has not happened, but we are opening that up, because you're exactly right. The federal government has violated every treaty agreement on every reservation since they made it. And so, and we know that we're all children of our Heavenly Father. We all have rights. We do not have a monopoly on that. And all rights need to be defended, not just ranchers or loggers or, you know, even the financial industries or the auto industries. It needs to be all people. And that certainly includes the Native Americans.
Absolutely. Sheila, any final thoughts or questions for Ammon?
Well, Ammon, just know that there are many people praying for you guys. And, of course, if we can do anything, you know how to reach us as well. I ask people, there's a lot of armchair patriots out there, a lot of armchair patriots. So I just ask that everyone reach in their pocket and start donating to these fellows. I think it's an amazing cause. Again, I don't know if it's Concord or Lexington, but I can assure you, Ammon, we do very much empathize with your plight, and we will be praying for you, sir.
Ammon, I have
thank
one
you very much.
I very well said, Sheila. I have one final question for you, Ammon, and that is, has the federal government made any overt demands towards your group?
They have not. There has been no communication.
I find that odd. I find that eerily strange. I think they're afraid to engage at this point because I think they're afraid of turning you guys into martyrs because the numbers would grow exponentially.
Yeah, well, there's certainly that, but it is a lose-lose situation. But you also have to acknowledge, and sometimes it's difficult for it to do this, but there are good people in the federal government, and they don't want, and they actually support us. They actually understand. And so I would bet, and I don't know this, but I would guess, I'm not a betting man, I guess, so I wouldn't bet, but I would guess that there's a little bit of a conflict between them as well, and there's a little indecision there, and also it's a lose-lose situation for them, because if they try to, say, come after us and prosecute us or so forth on these issues for occupying this place, what they'll do is they'll raise the question of whether this is territory or state, and it will go all the way to the Supreme Court, and they will clearly lose. And so that would be detrimental to them.
Absolutely.
In all areas. So,
Ammon,
we're in a pretty good position.
Ammon, we're running up against the clock. I wanted to give you just a second here to give out that website once again where people can follow this.
It's C4CF. Now, that's the number four. So C4CF.com.
Got it. And I'll put that out in the follow-up article and the rebroadcast I'm going to put out on this. Ammon Bundy, we stand in support of you. And if there's anything that we at the Common Sense Show can do, Sheila and I will be happy to help you. And from the bottom of my heart, I want to thank you for taking time out to be with us.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Ammon Bundy. And you know, there's not many of them left. I mean, I hope you took a long listen today. Because what this world needs and what this country needs is a lot more Ammon Bundys. And what Dave Hodges needs is a lot more Sheila Zielinskis. You've heard what a nice presence Sheila has. Get used to it. She's going to be with us a lot. Sheila, we will pursue your book in more depth. We certainly didn't do it justice today. And we are out of time. I got to say goodbye. So on behalf of Sheila Zielinski and Dave Hodges, this is the Common Sense Show. Go out and have a great day. God bless everybody.